This is Illinois Public Radio. I'm Jamie Dunn. Thousands of students in the Chicago public school system don't have a place to call home. Illinois Issues looks at the problem in this first installment of a series on homelessness throughout the state. Reporter Maureen McKinney talked with Julie Dworkin of the Chicago Coalition for the Homeless about a new report outlining the group's ideas for fixing the situation. You will hear Dworkin speaking first about the report.
We wanted to look at the intersection between homelessness and education for homeless kids because we really feel like getting a good education is the ticket out of homelessness and breaking the cycle for that family. And so we did a survey of homeless families about the impact of housing instability on their education and found that it's very disruptive to students and that many of these families are moving around a lot. They're homeless for extended periods of time. And, just the lack of stability in their life is really affecting their children in a lot of different ways. Ultimately, we feel like having permanent affordable housing for families would eliminate all of the problems that children are facing with schools and all of sort of the short-term fixes. But we do have a number of goals around education in the short term to make sure we have good, solid policies to support students and make sure they're succeeding in schools. But then in the long run, we're looking for greatly increasing the resources for permanent affordable housing for families. For over a decade, the focus at the federal level for permanent housing has been for single adults, chronically homeless single adults, and there really haven't been resources for families. And now we see that on the ground, how difficult it is for families to find housing options. So that's going to be, the big long-term push for the campaign is more housing availability.
Does that mean shifting resources from educational programs to housing?
Not necessarily, no. Because the financial situation at the city level and the state level is so bad right now that we're looking at existing resources that provide housing subsidies but aren't necessarily targeting them towards homeless families. So like the Chicago Housing Authority, the Chicago Low-Income Housing Trust Fund are two entities in Chicago that have funding available for subsidies, but it's not necessarily targeted specifically for homeless families, and we'd like to see more of that targeted that way.
What might be some of the other goals?
Everything we're doing is just impacting the city of Chicago. There is a long-term goal to get some funding in the state capital budget, but most of our immediate goals have to do with Chicago. So, for example, we're trying to get the Board of Education to pass an updated policy on homeless students. We want them to make sure that everybody's trained in that policy and doing all the things that they're supposed to be doing. We want to see more full-time liaisons in schools. So those are the education-related goals. Under the housing part, we want to see the mayor commit to ending family homelessness in the same way that he's committed to ending veteran homelessness. We want to see increased housing subsidies from the CHA, the Chicago Low-Income Housing Trust Fund, as well as service dollars to go along with those subsidies. And then, as I mentioned, when the next time the state does a capital budget, we want an allocation. Last time there was $130 million in the state's capital budget for affordable housing. We'd like to see that increase to $200 million in the next capital budget with a dedicated portion for homeless families.
That was Illinois Issues' Maureen McKinney speaking with Julie Dworkin of the Chicago Coalition for the Homeless. To read McKinney's in-depth story, go to WUIS.org. For Illinois Public Radio, I'm Jamie Dunn.